Forever. Dog.
But you're here,
baby. I like having fun. Yeah. I like to laugh. Yeah. I like to meet
good
people
morning.
Who can make me laugh. I like having fun. That applies to the Holy Trinity and to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Are you
wait, Wizard
roll?
Lizard? This is a fucking joke on me. The Lizard, yeah, I got it right.
Fuck.
Good morning, everybody. We're back. That's right. You must feel a little sense of deja vu. We were on the air yesterday. And something no broadcaster has been able to do. We're doing, Vic. We're doing two shows in a week.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, you know, it's doubling how much we work each weekend.
And you might see issue going on over my right shoulder. Let's just get this out of the way real quick. Yesterday we had Marc Maron on. It was a great show. A lot of fun. I got to say, Marc Maron, what a sweetheart.
I think that was like a top tier out, like a
people loved show, the show. But at the beginning, towards the beginning of that show, there was a slight disagreement between, I think, all of us and Doug about the Dave's Killer Bread. You guys might want to go back and watch that moment. Mark got a little little heated with Doug, and I kind of agreed with Mark. I thought the idea that, you know, Doug brought up this idea, did Dave kill someone, and should we be celebrating that?
It's, yeah.
It turned out it was not true, but Doug was very upset. As you know, Doug can get very upset about the way that went. Their words were exchanged yesterday afternoon, and suffice to say, Doug is not here this morning, and he will no longer be a part of the office hours.
Ciao tutti.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. And we feel good about it.
We'll see you tonight, the stress factor.
Obviously, we're splitting the Patreon now.
Oh, big time.
Instead of four ways,
right.
We're splitting it three ways. And that is a good thing.
For us.
But for us. But we love, you know, listen, Doug and I go back a long way, and I wish him the best.
Best of luck, Doug.
No, but seriously, fuck him. No, we're just kidding.
Okay.
We're just playing around, man.
Oh, my
Doug's
God.
Doug's doing a show with Eric Andre tonight in Flaming Lips, and they're going to be doing mushrooms in Denver, man. Just like King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. That's how...
Who is that? Is that?
See, they're playing there about... This is this is Bill Cosby. Bruce Cosby. Bill Cosby. Ennis came home from college. He's got his King Lizard and the Lizard Wizard. King Gizzard. Rudy, bring me your CD collection, see? Let me see what you got in here. Sade. You got Dave Matthews Band. Now, what's this? King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I'm going to go make myself a big sandwich. Right? He was always doing that. Couldn't wait for everybody to leave the house.
Did he have a specific sandwich? Time was it like a ham and cheese?
He has everything on
whatever
there.
Whatever he wants.
Big Italian hoagie. See, today we had the King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Do you have Bill Cosby? Let me introduce the guests.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
What's up, everybody?
Decaf.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, I had to. Oh, yeah, that's my line.
What's you haven't
up?
Said it.
What's up, everybody? But I want to do the old one. Hello, everybody. I haven't done that in way too long. I don't know why I forget to do that.
Now.
Yeah. I have a fan on me, by the way. I am.
You have a fan.
Just in case I pass
out
or
sweating.
Something. Yeah, I am sweating a lot. And
what's the matter with you? You're on drugs.
Too many drugs. Antihistamines.
Antihistamines. What are you, Australian?
And I've been.
Now listen, we've got
up the nose.
We've got. I wouldn't say we got King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard here. I'm not saying that. We don't. We got some of them. We've got Joe and Lucas from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Congratulations to you both on a big night last night.
Yes, hence the lack of personnel.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Let me just set this up. We received an email from your publicist, who happens to be my publicist.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, do you have the email? I mean, this is kind of important.
Let me pull that up.
Because I just want to make sure everyone understands.
And well, it was sent like when, like half an hour ago?
No, it was well sent a couple weeks ago. The initial asked.
Yeah, yeah.
I was asked.
I don't want to dox anybody here, so let me.
I was asked. This is what we did yesterday. We talked emails for the first 20 minutes of the show. Get really into the sausage making of this show. You have sausage. You have a sausage in Australia.
We have sausage. We call them mystery bags.
Mystery bags.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm familiar with King Gizzard, of course. Everyone is. This is a huge group. This is a major, major band in rock music.
Big get.
Big get. They say King Gizzard wants to do Office Hours. They're big fans.
Here, we got it up.
I can't read that.
Oh, nice.
Gizzard, Lizard, Wizard, see you here today. Are heading the Hollywood Bowl on June 21st. Would you be into having them on Office Hours following many of the band? Ah, this is interesting. Many of the band members are big fans of your work and watch Office Hours.
Yeah.
You find many.
Really sick. Yeah, many. So how many people are in the band?
Many, many
people. There's six of us.
Six.
Yeah.
And we have two. So we're failing on the average.
Yeah. You're failing on the average.
Yeah. We left one in Denver too.
Really? Yeah. Getting hit by hail.
Yeah. Apple-sized.
So what happened? Last night, what was the plan? The four of you were going to be here?
There were going to be four of us, Stu and Michael, the drummer. I mean, Michael bowed out early and he said that.
Right.
But Stu was just like, no
see you tomorrow,
boys. Like, I'm coming to the ha-ha. And then, got a very, telling little message in the group WhatsApp. At about 5 this morning saying you're not coming to
not
the
ha-ha. He's still up.
I mean, no, we did smash in his door for about 15 minutes and he surfaced. But I do like the idea of trying to FaceTime.
This is rock and roll, baby. This is like, this is the real deal. This is Zeppelin stuff.
I mean, getting we don't really do too much press. Like, I feel like some IRL press stuff it's fairly rare. So
yeah, so why is that? Because you don't need to, right?
It seems not necessarily. I mean, it's...
What's there to talk about?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, I don't care. But, I have some questions, but not a lot.
Many.
I mean, maybe our
less now.
Audience has some.
That's what I was thinking. We should get a hothead hotline there.
You want to get one?
Oh, let's get one real quick and get somebody in.
Yeah.
In the
Jonathan
Zoom.
Ashley, I'm assuming by your shirt you have a question for King Gizzard.
Jonathan Ashley is joining us.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Hey, guys.
Oh, there,
where are you calling?
There we go.
Now, that looks,
look
that looks
that.
Like you're looking out into your audience, right?
That's pretty much it. Specifically the background.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Brooklyn.
Oh,
cool. Sheep's
Bay. Cool.
He's Brooklyn, a fucking Brooklyn guy, huh?
He's a fucking Brooklyn
guy. He's on the, are you in a doo-wop group standing around a big old trash can with fire coming out?
What's up, Jonathan?
Not much, guys. Huge fans. I first got into you guys around like 2016, but finally got to see you guys live in 2019 for the Infest the Rat's Nest tour.
Gotcha. Central Park?
No, actually I used to live in, and I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
Gotcha.
So I saw you guys at the Orpheum in New Orleans.
Yep. Yeah. But,
what?
Ambrose.
Anyway,
you guys wouldn't understand.
What's the question?
Jonathan would.
Well, my question is, you guys, through like your 2017 albums is when, you know, Polygon Wonderland started happening and all the Odd Time Signatures and Polyrhythm started happening as well. And I was wondering, what is your advice or the most efficient way for you to like internalize and understand those rhythms and Odd Time Signatures and how they feel natural to you?
Just listen to a little band called Tool, my friend.
Really?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
The newest album feels like a lot of Metallica, but so much Tool influence in it.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have they don't fucking own Polyrhythms.
But, yeah, right. No, exactly.
You know, but
exactly.
Yeah, no, that shit. That's I feel like specifically for me and Stu and Cavs, we kind of like, we were hitting that shit up. I remember like Lateralis came out when I was 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And I was like,
is there somebody in the group who's just holding on for dear life with all this stuff, with all the complicated music?
Oh, yeah. I'm falling
like,
off.
What did I get myself into? I can't keep
track. But you get that, brother.
You're making notes. Like, what are you going to? You're going to the four there? Okay.
17 or what?
Jeez, that sounds stressful.
What I will say is, like, I think you said internalize, and I just try to internalize it until it feels natural. Like I'm rarely like counting, you know?
Yeah. I think it's like a thing. It's like just, I don't know. It's you kind of can't really just like articulate it, but it's like, just don't like overthink it or some, as pathetic as shit as that answer is. It's just, yeah, I don't know. Just play it. You know?
How does the process start with the band with a song? Is it
it's kind of like changes album to album. Like we're very genre jumpy, kind of like
that's clear
gimmick based,
yeah. gimmick based.
Yeah. But
conceptual.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
totally,
you go into an album, going like, this is the kind of album totally. I want to make.
Yeah, we'll like before we like kind of put pen to paper or whatever, we'll set kind of parameters that I feel like just limiting like what you can't do kind of just really helps the process
sure.
happen quickly.
Process of elimination.
So yeah, but I mean, it just depends if it's like a more traditional song structure
right.
kind of album, like it'll just be like that.
Or somebody will come in with like the bare bones
yeah.
of something.
Or just like a kind of jam thing.
Yeah, kind of all of the above. Yeah,
yeah, straight up.
So this is a full-time effort for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. This is yeah. what your life.
Pretty much, yeah.
For the past,
yeah.
what, 10 years?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
So is there, I love this nitty gritty stuff. Maybe people don't, but yeah. Is there a schedule where you go like not nine to five, but like on a daily kind of weekly basis, you guys are getting together to work on whatever it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
We have a studio kind of like.
Workhouse.
Just like a warehouse thing in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there like, I'd say, you know, like on average, like 3 days a week, but like often yeah. 5 days a week. You
yeah.
know? Just kind of hanging out.
And the guy that's asleep right now, what's his name again?
Stu.
Stu, this motherfucker. You better call him during. We got to get him on FaceTime during the show.
Yeah.
Because people are crying at home right now.
I know.
Right,
I know.
Are just, people crying?
Oh, the chat is blowing up. Oh,
no.
He's losing a lot of. The bad news is he's losing a lot of fans.
Exactly.
They're burning records right now.
Yeah, they're burning
records. Oh, my goodness me.
What was I going to say? Is there somebody? Is there a type A personality in the group that's sort of like calling you up and being like, "Let's do tomorrow"? Or you got a manager out there? Like, who's wrangling you cats?
Well, I guess Stu's a wrangler for sure.
He's a wrangler. Yeah. He's also kind of like he's not a taskmaster. He's just kind of like insanely compulsively like driven.
Right.
And you know, I feel like all of us have kind of side projects, and he doesn't. So it's just like so that coupled with him just kind of like, you know. Just
like it's like Vic. Like Vic doesn't have anything else besides this show.
Yeah, actually, that's the truth.
Nothing.
Sadly. All right, that's enough of you in the interview. Okay, that's plenty.
He wouldn't stop talking.
Can you imagine? God, he's fucking filibustering about the process and the studio and the fucking time signatures. Give me a break. We're done.
Tell me about it.
Thank you.
That's actually how Lucas feels. Yeah.
Thank you for coming in. Okay.
Yeah.
New album is out on Polydor Records. You'll be found at Sam Goody. I'm out of here. I'm done. I got to get back down to Australia, I'll tell you that much. You ever come to a Tim and Eric show down there?
Well, like, you know what? Joe met you.
I've met
and Eric in Australia.
You met me?
I met you in a towel. You were in a towel.
Oh, wow. Let's get to the bottom of this.
So it would have been like maybe 2011. I think you guys did a... Tour.
Yeah.
And when you came to Melbourne and like, so our early kind of manager agent, booking agent in Australia is this guy, Indra. I don't know if you remember.
Rat.
Him. Yeah. He's
a fucking rat. Stole all your money.
but he was like, I think what happened, like he had you guys and like he'd got you guys to come over.
Okay,
and then
yeah.
the big wig.
What's the name again?
His name's Indra. Do you remember Indra? Anyway, yeah, some big dog came in and like supposedly just leveled up the offer for you guys.
Yeah.
And then you still agreed to like do an after party where Doug and Eric did a DJ.
Oh,
thing.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't go to that.
Yeah. I know. So I flew to Sydney. Actually, no, this was in Sydney, but I flew to Sydney with them.
Joe was an intern.
I was an intern.
He was a lowly intern.
Oh, yeah.
For this booking agency.
For our booking agent.
Right.
The King
right.
Gizzard booking agent. I was interning. And I went to the Tim and Eric show because it's fucking.
You got free pass?
Right. No. Yeah. I got a free pass.
Yeah.
Got to go on a plane. Back in those days. But
Second time.
No planes in Australia now. I heard they've cancelled the plane thing.
Cancel that shit. Anyway, after the show, Indra was like, oh, let's go back and meet the boys backstage. And I was just like, all right. And then went kind of followed him in and I was like, felt like completely just like I shouldn't be there. Yeah. Just like a little, you know. Yeah. And then he just disappeared. And then all of a sudden I was standing in the middle of the green room and you just opened the door, just wearing a towel, coming out of a shower. And you just, like, you'd probably come off stage yeah. 2 minutes before, insanely yeah. physical. And you, I just was standing
and you got
there.
Rock hard.
Right? I was absolute 6 to midnight. But then you were like, fuck you. And I was like,
I didn't say that.
No, you're like, I remember you just actually came out.
Because it could be like a fan just came back.
No, of course. Right. I mean, I see.
Pretty much what it was.
You were like, you came out in the towel and you were just like, to me. And now it's just me. And then you're like, who are you? And I said, I don't know. Yeah. And then I think you got food with Eric. But anyway, I went to the
I'm sorry
party.
If that was rude.
No, I mean.
Justifiably rude.
It was justifiably rude. And I now see how it was.
How invasive that could be. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. And then went to the after party with Doug, Eric. And then me and Doug went to Bondi Beach the next day.
I remember being pissed about that because it was like, guys, can you not like go do this other show after our show?
Yeah. It's like. You seemed angry.
Maybe that was it. Maybe I was quietly frustrated by the whole situation. Mm. All right. We got to keep the show on track because we have so much going on. Can I do the city of the day now?
You can do that?
Sure. Yeah, you want to get into that? Okay, here we go.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Of the day. We got that new MIDI version. We should put that in the rotation.
Next week.
City of the Day is sponsored by... You're going to like this, boys. Where'd it go? Bill Wyman's Skippin' Stones. Retired Rolling Stones bassist Bill Wyman presents Skippin' Stones, out now on LP, CD, and digital. The hand-picked package is a treasure trove of Bill's guaranteed skippable, least favorite Stones tunes. But replace the word treasure with trash, because there's not one good song on here. Skippin' Stones is the absolute worst of the worst. You'll immediately skip every single track on this Stones Cold Stinker. Painstakingly collected and during his 31 years in the legendary blues rock band, this garbage pile is an eye-opener and an ear-closer. But don't take my word for it. Order or download now at wyman.com/mickisawanker and start skipping those Stones today. Skippin' Stones features Rough Justice, Out of Control, You Got Me Rockin', Rockin' a Hard Place, Hold On to Your Hat, Back to Zero, Tie You Up, The Pain of Love, Little TNA, Where the Boys Go, Memory Motel, and If You Can't Rock Me. So a lot of bad Rolling Stones songs, yeah, all in one place.
Are they actually Stone songs?
They are. A little bit behind the scenes of the process here this morning. I went through the discography,
yep,
and kind of just randomly was playing with like stuff from post Goat's Head Soup.
Yeah, gotcha.
Right? You got a couple of winners in there.
Yeah,
you got, Some Girls and Tattoo You. There's some good stuff in there. But then when you get into like Bridges to Babylon and Steel Wheels, and it's not hard to find some bad Rolling Stones.
A lot of MIDI in there.
A lot of MIDI.
It gets MIDI-ish.
Yes. A lot of just like weak, like lack of ideas.
Yeah.
Because every song kind of just starts with a digga digga burn, digga digga burn, right?
Yeah.
And then Mick just being like, what do you say to me? I can't hear. You know, just first thought kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Give me like any song off of like Bridges to Babylon. You'll see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bridges to Babylon.
I'm about it going to start like that.
In the meantime, let's
City of the Day.
City of the Day. Nolan.
What's up? How you doing?
How you doing? I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, we got a King Gizzard head here.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell right away.
Big fan. I just saw him a couple of weeks ago at the Caverns.
Oh, Tennessee. Nice.
Oh, thanks, man.
So are you guys on tour?
We have finished. Been. Yeah, the bowl last night was the last show.
And then, of course, you're going to celebrate.
Fucking
yeah!
I can't believe you're here. Yeah. I can't believe some of you are here. Yeah. So City of the Day's Atlanta, Georgia. Excuse me. And do you have a question for the king?
Well, I had a few things I was like shooting at producer Matt. I didn't know if which one he wanted, but my King Giz question was: I know that y'all have referenced the Beach Boys like in your music before, and I know Tim and Vic are like huge Beach Boys fans.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you would ever do like those style of harmonies, because that's something I've always wanted out of King Giz. It's just like layers of harmonies,
some barbershop shit.
So have we. I mean, yeah, we were talking about this last night. I wish we could sing like the Beach Boys.
But all of you have good voices, so I feel like you could pull it off.
You're probably the strongest at harmonies.
I got pitch.
Yeah.
All right, give
us something. Give us.
What's that? That's like a
perfect fifth.
That's a D.
That's a D. How about we come up with a song right now, which is like. Last night we. That's too much like the Beatles. That's but I was thinking like, last night we played at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's not nice.
Last night we played at the Hollywood Bowl. Last night we played at the Hollywood Bowl. And then something like, what would rhyme with bowl? Soul.
Soul. Nolan.
Nolan. There you go.
Fuck yeah.
So yeah, there's your answer, I guess.
That made my entire life.
No, I feel like there probably will be some attempt at.
Well,
some.
If you guys were going to go Beach Boys, it would be maybe that like Surf's Up. Kind of era that weird stuff.
Modern Mike Love, I reckon.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm talking like four chord of the White House style.
Okay.
Auto tune.
You know, Bruce Johnston is like Sideman.
Have you ever dreamed of collaborating with Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray?
I love them tips. That Frost.
The next King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard featuring Mark McGrath album is coming.
Sorry, right, man. What's up?
Past few nights, Tim has been in my dreams, as has baby. Mike Love. And it sounds like I'm making that up, but like I swear, you and Mike Love were convincing me to teach an underprivileged kid how to play guitar on a basketball court somewhere or something like that.
All right, man. Ease up on the psilocybin. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
I bet people always get into it with you about the drugs, right? They're like, do you guys...
Yeah, how fucking roasted are you guys at all times?
And you can't be, of course.
You can't.
No. What you guys do is very serious stuff.
Yeah.
It takes full... But you do like to recreationally, indulge on in certain things. You're not teetotalers.
Yeah. We're not fucking teetotalers.
Can you get mushrooms in Australia pretty easily? What's the drug policy in Australia? Is it pretty?
I mean, it's
you can find them in the. In the bush.
Go to the outback.
Go in
the outback. Yeah. It's hard.
It's early autumn, fall.
But it's not legal. Is pot
legal? No, pot's not legal either.
Fucking A.
The hell?
Yeah. I'm not moving there, even if their eggs are so good.
It's kind of like...
I don't care how good their eggs are.
It feels like it's a matter of time, I guess. But I don't really
Yeah, smoke, I think it'll I still... Pot. I think it'll take us a while.
We're just a fucking bunch of old convicts.
And some more big news here. I'm going to... As you guys, as the audience knows, I deactivated my Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm aware.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
congratulations
through the Twitter community, and after a few weeks of considering and discussing with my team, I have decided that this was a proposal made when I quit. The proposal is now going to become reality, and we're going to enact a policy by which I am reactivating the account, but it will be under the receivership of Uncle Phil, Phil Berman.
Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Like somebody feed Phil.
Somebody what?
Yeah, we're going to get this done, okay? But we got to...
There he is, Phil Braun.
We got to go...
Phil?
Oh, okay.
We got to go full bore on this thing because our margins are
way off. Hey, Phil, sorry you're on the air live. Phil?
Hold on. Wait a second. Huh?
Hi, Phil. Tim Heidecker here. Sorry to interrupt you.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you
hang up on the other?
I got to get on this thing here. Okay. Talk at you. I'll chat at you. See you, Scotty. Yeah. What's going on, guys?
So, Phil, I've made the big decision that you are now going to be in charge of the Tim Heidecker Twitter account. I know that's something you offered, and I want to make sure that's still okay with you and give you the keys to the kingdom.
That is great news. That is great news. Yeah, guess what, Scotty?
Wait, hold on.
Hey, we closed the Heidecker account.
What account? You're just...
Yeah. This guy, he's got his head up his ass. He doesn't know what's going on. Yeah, we just closed this motherfucker.
All right, hey, Phil.
Scotty.
You're on... I hear you talking to that Phil. I mean, Scotty, whoever that is.
What do you mean? I was talking this way. I don't know. Anyway... that's great news. Listen, we're going to take this thing to the next level. You know, I'm a professional. They call me Viral Phil. They don't call me Viral Phil for nothing. And, you know, you and I talked a little bit through fax and through other means, and we're going to make this thing just a great site, and we're going to monetize this thing so when we're done...
Don't even worry about that. Like, sorry, Phil, to interrupt. Don't worry about monetizing it or taking it to the next level or anything. Just try to keep it, you know, current with my touring and promoting the show. And I just ask that you be respectful, and I don't want you promoting your own stuff on that. So I don't want any Gettython stuff. You must be big Rush fans, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's all obsessed with Rush for some reason. I don't want any Rush crap on my site. If that's the case, I've instructed Matt to immediately take you off the receivership.
No. Don't worry about that. We're in agreement there. I won't publicize Gettython very much on the site, but we're going to make this.
No, sorry,
more
you just
of
you
a,
di- you didn't catch that. It's no Gettython stuff. No Gettython. Not some.
Look, I'm not telling you, you know, you don't want to know how the sausage is made here, right? Okay.
I do. I want to give you the password to the Tim Heidecker Twitter account. I want you to, you know, maintain it with information about me and just treat it like a fan, like as if sort of my social media director is doing it. And
this is going to be, you know, curation of you, and I think your fans are really going to appreciate this, and it's going to be specialized with content that is unique to you and your fans, and you know, I got the password from Matt, and you know, we can do a sample. I got my
you
BlackBerry
do a live
out
reactivation.
Here. And,
BlackBerry, whoa. What is this?
we'll do the tweet right now. Okay?
All right, let's do it. Are we relaunching?
Yeah, we can reactivate. I have it lined up.
Fill okay. Up. All right, let's relaunch and get and see what Phil's got planned.
All right, Wes, you want to? Here we go. Yes, reactivate.
Oh, wait.
What happened, Matt?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Didn't work?
No, we'll get it. We'll get it.
No, it's active now.
Hold on. Let's stand by.
This Hold is on, a, I gotta...
Oh, you gotta type this whole thing
oh
in manually?
Oh, my God.
No, I gotta copy-paste.
No, just go, reveal to, just the, go would, to the just
Why don't
go
we just
the
put the password up online?
It's live right now, baby.
That would be an interesting experiment.
Yeah. All right.
There we go.
We're back. Back.
Okay, All welcome right. back. All right, Phil, what do you got? What's the first tweet going to be?
All right, there it is. It's up there now.
I can't see it because of this damn monitor situation.
Refresh.
How do I get
this
to
that? Compelling wow.
Yes,
radio.
Scotty, these guys people don't even know how to open up their goddamn. I'm not
going to believe this. All right. What does it say?
Huh?
What is it? Does it say anything?
Just the sunglass emoji.
It's just a cool sunglasses look.
It is wow. pretty cool.
That's All right, it's a great start.
It's a great
Pretty cool,
start.
Right?
I guess.
Well, look, that's tweet number one, okay?
All right.
We got a lot more where that came from.
Great.
Okay.
All right. I don't know why that's so funny. It sucks.
I mean,
what was going on there?
Well, it's just a zoomed in yeah. shot. Like,
it's a candid shot of Tim. It's yeah. one that behind the scenes.
You gotta
in his natural
be, you
state.
You got to be careful, though. You might want to watermark these photos, all right?
That's a great point. I'm going to work on that. We're going to watermark it. Just stay tuned, folks. You might want to set your alerts to these photos. When they come up, you're going to see them as they come out. And
we know how Twitter works. All right, thanks, Phil. Good luck. Yeah, okay. And again, short leash, okay?
Hey, someday your watch is going to be worth more than your car, baby. That's what all I got to say. We're done with this thing, okay?
All right, sir.
I got to get back to Scotty.
Yeah, get back to Scotty. Give him my all best. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we...
He probably had a little tag on.
Wow.
All right.
Sorry, Phil.
What do you think? That was something else.
That was great. Who was that, man?
That's Phil.
It's Uncle Phil.
Unky Phil.
Who's right.
that? Is he your uncle?
No. He's just...
He's just an avuncular character, right?
Avuncular relative.
Just a man. We're going to play this game with you guys that I think will be fun. Should we do that now, Matt?
Sure.
My list.
Which
All right.
one?
Now you got. Well, let me just read a little. People watching might not know who the hell you are, right? Mm. Let me just because I was looking at your Wikipedia. Now listen to this. I want to see. I want to get your take on this. This is kind of big. In a 2019 study conducted by the Institute of Contemporary Music Performance, you know those guys, KG. I call you KG and the LW.
Yeah.
We're ranked number 21 in a list of the world's hardest working musicians.
Yeah, it's an interesting metric.
Is that new for you? Is that news to you?
I was aware of that stat. I mean,
yeah, not in the top 20.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, top 20. Doing quite great.
Definitely in the top 25.
Yeah, top 25.
Kind of cool. Just.
Yeah, I don't really know how. How would that be measured?
Yeah,
really?
I don't know what the metric is.
Well, the study is very serious. They do take it very seriously. But, yeah, I'd like these guys in lab coats and, like, looking at... We must be number 21. But you're prolific. That, I mean, that's part of the shtick with you guys is that you don't stop putting music out. You put one record after another. You have your own... is it your own label that these are all going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it distributed by another... A bigger entity,
yeah,
must
by
be.
A multi-global evil corporation.
Yeah, so you make a deal with
that? Is that Virgin? Yeah, I think so.
Who is it? Virgin.
Virgin.
Okay, but they don't.
Richard himself.
They kind of just take what you give them and then they put it out.
Yeah, it's like a distro deal, I guess, if you will.
So you guys are soup to nutsing these records. You know that expression, soup to nuts.
No, but is it just
top to bottom?
Yeah. It's like it's fucking. You know where. We're doing it all.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that, my favorite Stooge short, Soup to Nuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a weird show. I don't. It feels weird this to one? Me.
Because yeah. you're on.
I'm drugs. On my own, and I'm like trying not to like play too many drops. Or, I don't
it's
know.
Been
yeah.
Like,
it almost feels like without Duck here, you don't know how. I don't to know how work to, your yeah, way into the to, show. It's very I don't interesting.
Know how to handle it. Yeah.
Well, I'm having a good time. Got the yips. But the crux of the game is this: because you've put out so many records, I am dubious as to whether or not you know your own material.
Yeah.
As well as maybe your fans do.
Yeah.
So. I'm going to read a song title, mm-hmm. and you tell me what record it's on.
Yes.
And you guys will play against each other.
Okay.
So whoever goes first.
So are we like buzzing in or?
Whoever says it first. All right. If you want to buzz.
Simple as that.
You want to buzz?
Yeah, I'll buzz. Yeah, buzz.
With your mouth?
Yeah.
Like, bzz. Sure. That's a very Australian sound.
Yeah. Bzz.
The Garden Goblin. Bzz. Bzz.
Omnium Gatherum.
Yeah. All right. Whoa, so that's 1 point for you.
Hell yeah.
There you go. All right. Crying.
Oddmans?
Correct.
Hell yeah.
These guys are actually in the band.
I feel like if we heard the music, it'd be a different story.
Oh, yeah, interesting. So that was Matt's concept, that if you played the song, you wouldn't know what it was.
Like a snippet. Right, like in the middle of it.
Yeah.
God is in the rhythm.
Is it chorus?
Chorus.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Plastic Boogie.
Fishing for Fishies.
That's correct. Cold Cadaver?
Paper Mache Dream Balloon.
Unbelievable. Venetian One.
That's a infested rat's nest.
All right, 100%. Wow, these guys know their stuff.
All right.
This is a fail on my part.
We also just like we change the setup every night, so it's like we actually have a fairly high rotation of our music that we play.
That is crazy.
Every night you're changing.
Yeah.
So when does that begin? When does that process begin in the day?
I mean, like just like probably just before.
Usually day of.
Yeah, day of.
Or
yeah,
like a few days before if it's a big show.
And. Again, is there somebody who is there like somebody that has to go into like a document and refresh?
Yeah, we have a big old Google Doc that has everything color coded, and just kind of like create it and pull it out.
Is there like a cheat sheet, musical cheat sheet, like what key it's in? What are the
some people mark up their set list. I'm not really one for a markup. I just like to...
it's got like more info for the crew in there.
But
we Stu he will look up.
That's true.
On setlist.fm.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Which, that's... if you want to get granular,
right?
You can get onto setlist.fm. But he'll look up the songs that we played last time in that city, and then we won't repeat any
policy of no repeats.
Wow.
Any of those songs,
like even if we played there like 5 years ago, it's like, well, you were not doing that.
And so that's the starting. So often the show that's suffers. The starting point.
That's a lot of work,
and the fans appreciate this.
I feel like since we, because you know, for years, it's just the classic kind of like doing the Euro Festival route, and you just kind of think about dishes and stuff on stage, like when you're just repeating the same.
If you're playing the same set every night. Yeah.
And I think
I would think about lunch a lot.
Yeah, I mean, still do probably. Yeah.
It's lyrics that are hard for me though. It's remembering all the words.
We have a huge amount of lyrics printed out.
You do.
I kind of want to get one of those, like, the monitor. Yeah. Teleprompter things, like
no
James
shame
Hetfield
in that.
Has.
Yeah, yeah, fine.
There's no shame. The only thing is that there would have to be an extra crew member to be in charge of.
Yeah.
So,
just paper for us. To change the lyrics as
we
go.
We have laminated them now, so.
Excuse me.
But, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So talented. So 10 years now it's been?
Yeah, I'd say like 2011 would be the official kind of.
When did you feel like, oh, wait, this is actually taken off?
Took a long time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we came to the States for the first time in maybe 2014. We went on kind of like a grant, like an Australian kind of touring grant.
Uh-huh.
And so we were able to set up shop in like kind of upstate New York for a couple of months, and we just kind of commute up and back.
Oh, interesting.
Nice. Which was real helpful.
Were you playing small?
Tiny. Like we were playing, there was many shows and we only played to the sound guy.
Like, really?
Yeah.
And then word spread?
I mean, it took a while. Like that's nearly 10 years ago. I'd say like.
We just kept coming back.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's definitely been gradual.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a band that you were opening for, associated with, that, or somebody that gave you the nod, that so that audience was kind of like, oh, these guys are
Yeah, right. we get a couple of Plum support slots. Yeah. We'd open for Mac DeMarco real early on. Like, yeah,
we share managers with Mac, Michelle. So
just got plonked in front of his audience at T5. Yeah, really early on.
Yeah. Right. That helps.
It helps. Yeah. But I feel like we're not we kind of learned early, like we're not a very good support band.
Right.
Like it's just kind of a bit too, it's weird.
Esoteric.
yeah, esoteric. So yeah, I don't know, just kind of self-made, I guess.
All right. Yeah. Good for you. let's take a call, Matt. I don't care if it's a hothead hotline, honestly.
Yeah.
Vic, get to work back.
I know, seriously. Do
play something funny. What's happening with the, do something funny. He puts on flushing toilet sounds. What about this submarine? Is it over for everybody? God.
Oh, I'll check in on that. We could check in. Where's that
at? You following this submarine story? Yeah. Everybody's following.
Yes, Sam was showing us the this news channel that had at the corner, like, how much air left the countdown. Like, what? Why?
That is crazy. 267, you're on the hotline.
Yo, what's up? Joey and Lucas, you guys are the shit. The album is sick. I love you guys so much.
Thank you, 267.
Fuck, like, seriously, play Vegemite, though. Like, come on, man. The whole subreddit.
You know that's never going to happen.
What's that mean?
All right.
There's a song that we have called Vegemite. Guys,
and you're not going to play it.
Oh,
It was a weak attempt at trying to get a sync on an ad.
Right. You know what Vegemite is?
Yes. Yeah, sure. I can't stand it.
Yeah. It's fair.
I'm angering an entire continent right now. No, but I understand the proper usage of it.
Yeah.
It has
to
be very lightly applied.
Nice butter.
Yeah. I have some in my pantry. I should have brought some down.
Do it.
Really?
I can bring some down.
Yeah.
All right. Is that your question?
No. My question is, do you have any info about the next album? I know there's like a yin yang thing going on. And,
you think they're going to spill beans on my show?
I don't know what we're allowed to say anything. I mean, no one's
you're more across the back end.
No one's watching over us.
You're saying no one's watching?
Then we run.
Yeah, he's looking to say that. It's going to be different. But really?
No genre. Yeah. You're not going to drop a genre bomb on us right now.
It's like so we just put out this very, like, this heavy proggy album thing.
Fucking metal.
It's kind of like a companion album, like, shares concept. Like, it shares, like, kind of ideas, but it's like, kind of a yin and yang vibe. But, yeah. I mean,
it's
I never know with
the
shit.
Oh no, it doesn't matter. Like there's a we kind of dropped a big seed on that record anyway.
Yeah.
It's very electronic.
It's done. It's in the can.
Pretty much.
It's like 90%.
Yeah. So no, man, we can't tell you anything. Sorry, brother.
Yeah,
I just want to say it.
Joey got his modular synthesizer out for the album. We can say that much.
Yeah. It's
you go,
hell
you,
yeah.
Do you get modular?
I don't really have too much now. Yeah. Go too much. You guys you said you all have side projects except for Stu.
Yeah.
Like, what do you find that you can do with a side project rather than with the main band?
I mean, my thing is an electronic music project. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of techno house or whatever, which I've always done on the side.
Mm.
But I mean, yeah, I guess that's like an itch that kind of
nice.
That's where you start and then add.
Yeah, then. But I think it's like that's one of the reasons why Stu is so compulsive, because it's like, I mean, and that's why the genre jumping thing happens, because he'll do something and he'll, like, the antidote to that will just be like changing up completely what you know, the genre is.
What does he listen to? Like, what? Like,
nothing.
Nothing? Oh, for real?
He's just like, he's like a savant or something.
Listens to his own music.
Wow. Yeah, like, pretty much.
Oh, that's nuts. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I like this elusive Stu.
Yeah.
Give him a. Real? You want to FaceTime him? You want
to
try him?
We're trying to get in touch. We actually do have a breaking news report, not about the submarine. Oh. We have another report.
Okay.
That's just coming in. Eric, are you there?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
How's everyone going? Welcome to Eric's Ice Cream Report.
Good. Yeah. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm great. And I'm sorry that I was a little negative last week about the budget, and especially in front of your kids. I love them. But I talked to Matt, the producer, and we worked it out. And I have a huge Ice Cream Sunday report for everyone right now.
All right. Take it away.
Matt, you can show the image now.
He's working on it. Just try to be patient.
There we go. This is my ice cream report. There you have it.
I'm not seeing anything. Are you? Okay, stand by. There it is. Oh, okay, there we go. Eric's ice cream. Okay, I'm sorry. What does this say?
Well, this is the report. Because I was told that we do not have a budget for this, I decided to make some AI art. And this is my interpretation of what an ice cream sundae is and feels like. And I made it for office hours. And if this is it.
That's it. Okay.
But I do have, you know, I do have a video. I know there's a lot of AV nuts out there. Mm-hmm. And I made a video of how I created this art. Oh, using AI technology, if you want to see that.
Sure. Yeah. Do you guys have? We have King Gizzard here. Some of them, at least.
Hi guys.
Hi Eric.
I listened to you when I worked Harvest in September. We listened. My partner Joel and I listened to you guys a lot.
Oh really?
Oh thank you.
Really enjoy you guys.
On beast mode at the gym.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thank you.
All right, quickly with this video, please.
So this is how I did it. Artificial intelligence and new technology, especially when you have limited funds.
Uh-huh. Well, all right.
When I, you know, because I had nothing, but I'm supporting office hours. I'm pumping those ratings. And let's take it away. Let me show you how I made this art, which is kind of interesting. So the first thing
we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. Right, let's pull it up, Wes.
All right. So the first thing you do is a blank canvas, and I imported something like, I typed in Eric Wertheim food show, you know, and I got this wonderful image.
Right.
This is a real image. But I needed some more room. This wasn't the right aspect ratio. So I selected the left, selected the right, and selected the top. And I said, add room.
Wow. Look at that.
It's kind of crazy. Wow. And then this was, I selected the top and said, add ceiling, which I want a little bit more depth. So I said, you could do like, give me another one.
Oh,
and then I changed that guy on the left. I said, add better friends. So I stopped liking him. Uh-huh. The guy on the right, add ice cream friend. Turn to that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Then I selected the top, said add banana split. Then I started to hate this guy. So I added chocolate drip to his head, added a banana split. Uh-huh. And I got really happy because of that. So I changed that. So that's A,
love
B,
the hat. What did you say? What did you what did you prompt to create that gentleman with the hat on?
I just said we can pause the video if you have that technology because we're skipping ahead.
Yeah, we got you.
I wasn't really that angry about that. that was my character. I just because of the drippy top friend and the ice cream, I got happy. So I said, add happier Eric. I'm not joking. And I tried to record that for you, but I don't know how to do that. Uh-huh. I just screen record this.
Yeah, we're boomers. We don't know how to do these things.
Yeah, it knew that I wanted a hat, and the hats make me happy.
And what's and that? This,
well, once I had the ice cream report, like this is Eric's ice cream report, the text, and it just came out that way. And that got me very happy. So I'm going to taste that ice cream in my pot. Mm. And I selected this area, and that's what it interpreted as.
Okay. Okay.
I added the office hours logo because I know the branding's important for the show and this is going to be screen grab. Uh-huh. And then I just add a little demon.
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay. Let me ask you a question. What is the report?
Well, the report was going to be this beautiful spread of banana split. It's actually my favorite dessert. Simple, American, banana split, fudge, nut, penis, all that kind of stuff on there. But because of the budget limitations, and that's happening in our business.
Yeah, that is true. Budgets are shrinking. Oh, where there's the strike happening right now. Yeah. There's cutbacks happening all across the
board. I don't want to support AI. I'm scared of AI.
Right.
But in protest, somewhat, or
you know, the opposite of protest.
Yeah. Yes, the opposite of protest, in joy of the show, I made art. And that's the new world. That represents my love for banana splits. So you're actually not going to see me eating anything no more.
Right. Okay. Well, I get it, and I appreciate it. And that's the technology's kind of cool. I'll give you that. And, you know, let's keep budget talks and stuff off the show, I think, going forward, if you want to keep doing this. Of course, you're under no obligation to continue to do ice cream reports. Right. I just want to make that clear. Well,
I did release the early emails from you begging me to do the report. So we can up those ratings.
Are you ready? This is Trump. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Those are fake emails. That's a hoax.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
It could be AI, but I don't think so.
All right. Eric, I got to get back to this band. I got to do more research on them. I got to figure out if
Bye, Eric.
What my favorite? What's your favorite King Gizzard record?
Looney Tune Padre.
I don't know that one.
Looney Tune Padre is a good one. That's early stuff. All right, bye, buddy.
Bye.
That other guy.
That was nice.
He doesn't stop.
Got a lot of reporting to do.
Who do we have? Do we have somebody else?
Yeah, you want to talk to another Gizzard Head?
Yeah, I want to figure out this song. We played at the Hollywood Bowl song. Last night we played at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, Schwam. Schwam has something fun for us, right? You're a fun guy.
Hey.
Schwam. Was it sold out?
Can you hear me?
Give it to me straight.
I think it was about, maybe 16.
16,000?
Yeah.
What does it hold, Matt?
Oh, I think it was 17.
It's a lot. It's huge. When you look back, if you're in the audience, the stage must be wild.
It definitely kind of like at the start was it.
Can three you hear me?
Hey, man.
Yeah, we can hear you. We're just sort of wrapping up a side chat here.
Sorry. Tight, buddy. Wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's on me. Sorry.
It was just people kind of just like drip came in. Like when we came out at the start, I was like, "Fuck, this is stiffing." And then
it's light out.
Yeah, it was light.
Yeah, yeah. You see like a bunch of bleachers, not people.
Yeah.
But people are slowly piling.
They filtered in.
You started right on time as well.
Yeah. You have to at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, we have to.
All right, who's this clown now? What do you want to
say? Excuse me, Tim. I'm not a clown, okay?
Hey, that's a compliment, by the way. Clowns keeping us happy and keeping us away from, the noose.
Well, I was going to be a clown, but I showed up to my first day with my pants down, passed out, so they didn't let me go. But here's the thing. Here's a little joke, all right, since I'm such a clown. What did Tim and King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard have in common?
What?
They both used to have an Eric.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Okay. Oh,
all right, so this is a former band member?
Yeah.
Drummer?
Yeah.
Drummer.
But he's still...
The second drummer.
He works with you?
No, he's off doing his thing.
Oh, he's out.
So, yeah, you're onto something.
We're not going to get into it. I don't know.
No, it's not. Well, no acronym.
Also, he literally just saw our Eric.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, man.
Kind of a flop.
Hey, man.
How about Maron's little cutting remark to me? That was so funny. Back when you were in the Beatles with
Tim.
Yeah,
that was
good.
I did watch that.
it's so true. It made me feel so small.
I did also have one last quick question. Good. Who out of King Gizzard do you think is the biggest fan of the Tim and Eric series from the Adult Swim show?
I think it's really? Would definitely have to be Joey.
It's definitely moi.
Yeah. Right,
did we try
right on Joey?
Why don't we do some fucking Tim and Eric trivia?
Yeah?
No.
You'd know more than me.
All right. Thanks, Schwam.
Thanks, Schwam.
Thank you guys. Love you guys.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Let's figure out this song.
It's silence. It's nice without the drops.
It's different. I'm trying to decide how to do it. I don't know.
You're choking.
Yeah,
What's
choking.
What's going on? Am I going to have to start doing
You're
drops?
Frozen.
I am frozen today. I don't know
play
what to do.
Play anything.
I didn't have a good sleep last night, too, I think is what the issue was. Baby.
What? And these guys are here.
I know.
Did you
play
the Hollywood Bowl last night?
I didn't. No, I just like watched my kids. That's all I did. So.
Matt's going to take over. Let me figure out this song. Let me figure out this song here.
How's your music going, Tim?
Me? You
fucking doing?
You know, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So I got this record I'm trying to finish, and there's this one song on it that I can't get right. Like, I mean, we recorded it a couple different times, a couple different ways, and been mixing it, and I'm just not happy with. And it keeps like, it's the mix.
Yeah.
Gotta keep trying a different mix. Give it. And now I might be at the place where I'm just like, I think I just don't like the song.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So got to say goodbye.
Yeah.
There's no, and I can't put my finger on why I don't like the song. It's just not, Something corny about it. It's like, yeah. It just needs to go.
Which April. One is? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. I don't know.
Maybe just put it down for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll come back.
Hmm.
That happens sometimes.
I have to be okay with saying goodbye to things.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm.
It's whatever. I'll write another one.
It's just a song. Yeah.
Just a song.
Yeah.
It's brave to do that. Do you ever throw stuff away?
Definitely.
Yeah, fairly regularly. But we also, don't, which is why. And that,
sometimes we put something down and it comes back years later.
Yes.
So just put well, the first April, version put April of the song
I
wrote bit.
And I was like, something very familiar about this. And then I was like, oh, this is, I'm ripping off a melody from a Bruce Springsteen song. And I'm like, I better not do that. So then you try to rewrite it with a different melody and then it sort of
feels wrong.
Feels wrong.
Yeah.
Anyways. Let's see, what was the song? How did it go? The,
We in G? We played at the
Hollywood Bowl. That could be nice.
Yeah, we did G.
Last night we played at the Hollywood Bowl.
See, I can't hear myself with these headphones in.
Last night we played at the Hollywood Bowl. The place was hardly half full. We're not the kind of band you'd hear on the radio. But last night we played at the Hollywood Bowl. Last night we played at the Hollywood Bowl. Even though that place was half full.
You know what I mean? Like, we talk about it.
Good.
There it is.
Well, we'll keep working on that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll...
So that was Rose, the song that you were talking about.
No, April?
April,
no,
sorry.
It's not. No. Matt, can I get a Zoomer, please?
Of course. Let's try Joshua Levy, who was very carefully adjusting his setup. I want to see you move that record again.
Yes, my original copy of Eyes Like the Sky.
Oh,
that
hilarious.
You guys actually signed back in 2017 when you guys did the signing at Permanent Records.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
There he is.
Were you guys at Permanent Records this week?
We had a record fair there.
Like, I saw a line down the beast dog going.
We didn't show up there.
We didn't show up.
That's
what do you mean?
Yeah.
Just torn apart like the scarecrow is by the flying monkeys.
You guys weren't there.
No.
We weren't there.
The band wasn't there.
No.
Nobody from the band was there.
No. I mean, we
just a lot of our records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought someone would have gone. But
That's kind of a cool move.
Yeah.
We should do that. Start doing shows and then not show up.
Yeah. All right,
what's your question?
I would have gone, but I owned way too much shit. I had a few questions. I know Ambi's not there, but I need to ask what the combination is because you guys have been teasing that shit. I was at Red Box too.
Wait, what?
Is the hip-hop album coming?
That new rap he's doing.
Oh, I get it.
What's the combination?
Well, I heard about this. Matt was reporting on this.
Yeah,
we heard
there was a rap last night.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not.
Is that your scene?
Is there?
Was that your scene?
Of course.
Is there a rap album that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, I mean, there was one. There's one that was in the pipeline that I think was put on. That's actually talking about stuff that doesn't see the light of day. There's
almost a full album.
One Step Too Far is a full King Gizzard rap album.
Yeah.
And I will.
We all want it.
Do you though?
Yes, I do. I really do. Grim Reaper and Sadie Sorcerers are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
What other rap records do you have on vinyl?
I have The Chronic on vinyl.
Okay.
I have
Into Run the Woo. I'm sure.
Four on vinyl.
I'm sorry I asked. I retract that question.
You're welcome,
Matt,
has
Phil tweeted anymore? I think we should change in the bio. It should say something about Phil tweets, Twitter run by Phil Braun, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I don't want, there's going to be mass confusion.
Viral Phil.
Anyways.
Yeah, I also had a question. So I really love the new synthesizer setup.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking great. You guys facing each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I hate to ask for songs, but will we ever see Intrasport in the future, Joey? Because we all love that song.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. We fuck with sequences now. So. We just tour so much that it's like actually hard to get a rehearsal in sometimes, to, you know.
Oh, I bet.
And you motherfuckers are a pretty demanding lot, you know.
Yes, we are.
But no, we are expanding our electronic capabilities.
Yeah, we're just dipping our toe at the moment. Yeah. But we're still learning how to
test.
What band out there do you have beef with? You got any beef with what about Goose? You want to meet Goose behind in a dark alley and fuck them
should
up?
Goose requested a green room at our Red Rock show.
Fuck that.
That they did.
What do you mean they requested a green like for them to congregate?
Yeah.
These mother
Trey didn't balls. Even ask for one.
Yeah. Fuck Trey Anastasio.
No. I bet if you go up to the guys in Goose and go, you know Tim and Eric, they go, huh?
Yeah.
What's that? I don't know. Are they from the Amazing. South? Where are they from?
I don't know. I'm not deep on the jam band.
I don't know.
So somebody was saying you guys loved Fish. No.
I mean, honestly, hats off to the Fish boys.
Well, Matt, where did this come from? Bad intel.
No. I mean, it's just the Venn diagram of the King Gizzard and fucking Fish fan base. It's a heavy overlap. But like honestly, like I haven't really dealt.
We met Trey recently, and it was lovely.
Seems
person.
Like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Where's favorite band?
Whoa. Is that what he said? He says that to everybody.
Yeah. But that's true.
we could tell he meant.
He said that to Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Your big bootleg scene. Do you have like fans that are following around, like putting out? Because every show's different.
Yeah.
So they're like the Dead kind of thing. They're recording them and passing around. Yeah.
Bootlegging.
I mean, I went to Red Rocks and I went to Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done 5 marathon sets because I also went to Berkeley.
Yeah, amazing.
What are you doing at these shows? Are you dancing around? You're standing there like this
I'm fucking
with your hands
dancing
in your
around. I'll go in the mosh pit during like hell and shit like that. Like,
do you think there's a lot of guys that just are watching me like this?
Yeah.
Well,
now they are.
There's some old guys up the back doing that.
It's that thing. Yeah. It's like I feel like it's like that kind of American pastime of like the jam band. It's like I feel like has resonated with us here, like in the States. Yeah. You know, there it's crazy that we have multiple like people just follow us around and for the whole tour. It's like,
yeah, it's wild.
A lot of cheap exercise, you know.
Yeah.
I gotta figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Where the hell? Why aren't you at all my shows, asshole?
I come to a lot of your shows too.
we've been to one of your shows.
You have.
We saw it Sasquatch, you know.
Oh yeah, like a Tim Heidecker album show.
Wait, really? Yeah, we both played that festival
with my 10-piece band
in
2016.
2016.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Was that the last Sasquatch?
I think it was.
Yeah.
It felt like it
felt.
Too.
Felt lost.
Felt a little like limp, thing. Little anemic. All right, it's 11 o'clock here in the Pacific West Coast. Pacific West Coast, Vic?
Uh-huh. That's not right, is it?
Vic needs fresh air.
I think I'm having a panic attack or something.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Over there. What's going on here?
Why don't you lie down?
I might, actually. I might lay down.
Look at you. I thought that you'd be thriving without Doug here, but Doug must be laughing like a hyena right now. Just licking his chops.
All the drops.
He's full of regrets.
He's there we go.
Just getting back on.
We're
going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the show, if you don't mind sticking around. You guys need anything? Need some electrolytes?
Wouldn't say no to some.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no.
Sodium.
Some cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, some cheese would be good too.
Oh, you know, I think we can say who's sticking around for.
Yes, we have a special Zoomer coming in the second half of the show. I'll give you 3 clues. Clue 1, cocoon. Clue 2, police academy. Clue 3, 3 men and a little lady.
Hey guys, Jeremy Renner.
Be back shortly.
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/officehourslive. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/officehourslive to check that shit out.
And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.
I won't be back.